The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, tonight playing from Columbus, Ohio. And here's tonight's Spotlight roll call. Bob Chester?
Here.
The Bob Chester Spotlight Band?
Here.
The officers and men of Fort Hays?
Here.
And tonight's first Spotlight tune, The Bounce, right about here.
This is Bob Chester. The curtain is up and the spotlight shines on a swell bunch of brand new soldiers here at Fort Hays. We've had a great time entertaining these boys before the program, and now we're happy to show our spotlight audience the enthusiastic reaction of a great crowd of wonderful rookies. So right off the bat, it's a vocal by Betty Bradley, and the melody is Heavenly Music.
Thank you.
That's because it hears violin playing. And if the things I read in your eyes are true, then you hear heavenly music too.
And when the spotlight's on refreshment, it's Coca-Cola. There's an unmistakable beam of friendliness, too, that shines around every time somebody says, "Have a Coke." It's become the global high sign for those who see things in a friendly light. Spotlighting a Bob Chester special for the men of Fort Hays, here is beauteous Betty Bradley to sing for us, "Blues in My Heart."
What can I do now that you say we're through? I'm left blues in my heart. How can I smile when love don't seem worthwhile? I'm left. As long as
spotlight points with pride to the officers and men of Fort Hays in Columbus, Ohio, headquarters of the 5th Service Command. Fort Hays is where the Army is born, for it's one of the Army's giant reception centers. Every day, men arrive from civilian life at this historic military site dating back to the Civil War. In their brief stay at Fort Hays, they learn, among many other things, what first call is. They learn how to fold an Army blanket. They learn what to do with a full quota of government-issue equipment. And the Army learns what jobs the men are best qualified to hold in military life. The Army supplies the materials, the guns, ammunition, and uniforms. The Army supplies the training every soldier must have. But the men themselves bring with them the fighting spirit and will to victory that in a very few short months will make them a winning team of shooting soldier sons of Uncle Sam. Colonel Herbert E. Taylor, commanding officer of Fort Hays, sees that they get their equipment and are placed in the proper outfit. And their own fighting American spirit will finish the job. And so to every man at Fort Hays, here is a salute from your nation. As to every single one of you, the spotlight points with pride. Tomorrow night, the Victory Parade marches to Fresno, California, and the spotlight shines on Stan Kenton and his band playing for the Army at Camp Pinedale. But tonight, it's Fort Hays in Columbus, Ohio, and Bob Chester and that solid bit of rocking rhythm in a tune written and arranged by piano man Paul Jordan. It's titled The Foot Warmer. About here, it comes time for Bob Chester's famous musical signature signed in the good old Coca-Cola guest register.